KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Heat advisory, otherwise sunny skies, scattered storms late, mid-90s, heat values at 105. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies will continue with showers and thunderstorms likely, with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, sunny skies, cooler temperatures around 84. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms late at 63 degrees. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, if you build it, they will come. And by they, that's 8,000 Major League Baseball fans. The iconic cornfield in Iowa comes to life this evening as a couple of Major League Baseball teams prepare to face in the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa. It was originally scheduled last year but postponed due to the pandemic. So the Chicago White Sox and New York Yankees are set to play the first ever regular season game at the Field of Dreams, surrounded by the magical backdrop of green cornfields. Now the two teams are on deck for the historic sporting event. Both unveil some throwback uniforms they'll be wearing. Now this is not just corn surrounding the stadium that'll be part of tonight's game. The National Corn Growers Association, an official partner of the featured game. The first pitch set for 6 o'clock tonight, and will be nationally televised on Fox. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making it clear he wants the Senate to finish its $3.5 trillion reconciliation package by September 15th. He said we've got a chance, a good, decent chance of passing the bill. But shortly after, the Senate overcame the first hurdle in reconciliation by passing a budget resolution early on Wednesday. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia issued a strongly worded statement laying out his reservations about the spending plan. He said he has various serious concerns about the grave consequences facing West Virginians and every American family if Congress decides to spend another $3.5 trillion. He went on to say, given the current state of the economic recovery, simply irresponsible to continue spending at levels more suited to response to the Great Depression or Great Recession, not an economy that is on the verge of overheating. And Schumer can't afford to lose one single Democratic vote in a 50-50 Senate. Democrats hold a razor-thin 220 to 212 margin in the House. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Well, school districts across the state of Kansas are still considering their mask mandates going into the fall school semester. And the latest school that has announced that they will not be mandating masks includes Hayes School District, USD 489.
What happened last week does not necessarily mean that this week is going to look exactly the same. And I think that's where the understanding of our community, of our families, to know that we're going to do the best that we can. And then we might have to change. The important part is that we all understand we're in this together, and we're in this for the right reasons. We're in this to keep everyone safe as possible.
Now, Superintendent Ron Wilson on KWCH News. He says that testing will be available for students who experience any symptoms of COVID-19. That has put most of the students and parents in the community at ease going into the school year. So far, the majority of school districts across the state are not mandating mask wearing. Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Western Kansas News reports that fire and police crews responded to a propane explosion at a Garden City farm just after 2 p.m. on Wednesday earlier this week. KWCH News reports that the explosion set multiple different outbuildings on fire. It took more than 2 hours for fire crews to put out the flames, and no injuries were reported in the incident, but the investigation on the cause of the explosion is still ongoing. In other news, the Kansas Highway Patrol has identified the man killed in a two-vehicle crash that happened on Wednesday afternoon on K-42 near Viola as 61-year-old Joseph Souza of Wichita. And they say the cause of the accident is still under investigation.
There are rumble strips on the outside right shoulders, and there is a solid rumble strip on the center line of the roadway, too, to help try to prepare motorists if they're off one side of the road or crossing the center line there. So there was... We don't know why that vehicle was so far over the center line.
That was Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Chad Crittenden on KWCH News. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The number of virus cases and hospitalizations across the state has steadily increased in recent weeks as the highly contagious Delta variant spreads, following the pattern of other states with relatively low vaccination rates. The state of Nebraska said yesterday that 2,575 new virus cases occurred in the past week, which is up from 1,976 the week prior. Also yesterday, state health officials said 17 people who were fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have died from the virus since January. The beef cattle industry is bouncing back from the pandemic, and continued progress is expected next year. Beef prices are near record highs, and consumer and wholesale are both at 30-year highs as the U.S. and global economy recover. KRVN reports, according to Cattle Facts CEO Randy Blanch, value of calves, feeder cattle, and fed cattle will increase. I'm Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
With classes beginning soon, our public affairs programs in the month of August will focus on area school districts as we find out what's new, what's changing, and what's ahead. We began our conversation with the Diller O'Dell and Southern High Superintendents, Jen Horn with the KNDY Public Affairs.
This is Jen Horn with the Public Affairs Program. This week, I spoke with Mike Meyerly, Superintendent of Diller O'Dell Schools, and Chris Prasoski, Superintendent of Southern Schools, about the upcoming school year. Both districts are starting the school year as normal as possible, but Mike Meyerly says Diller O'Dell will still be focusing on cleaning and sanitizing.
So, you know, a lot of this fluid situation, I think, as it was a year ago, but really to start the year, we're concentrating on hand washing, sanitizing, disinfecting. Anybody that's COVID positive would go home, and we would ask them to be home for 10 days from the onset of symptoms, unless they get a note from the doctor saying they can come back sooner. But there's going to be a lot of consultation with the public health department again, I think.
Southern Schools has put together a safe return to school plan.
One of the first things we did was put together a safe return to school plan. Based on that plan, we're planning on starting the year as normal as possible with very little restrictions, unless there would be a COVID outbreak within our building. So that would occur. We've got a lot of different areas in terms of safety protocols over wearing masks, modifying facilities, hand washing, cleaning and maintaining healthy facilities, contract tracing, and et cetera, along those lines.
Dillard Odell Schools took a well-deserved break over the summer and have no major projects planned during the next year.
You know, we had a pretty calm summer. We've done a lot here the last few years with a track and fitness centers and a new gym, office renovations, some parking renovations. So this year it was actually nice to not have a lot going on. General maintenance for the most part, painting, some minor repairs, that sort of thing. So really nothing real exciting here this summer as far as construction or anything like that. Probably kind of keep the status quo as far as keeping things up and repaired.
Southern Schools had a busy summer and has big plans for future improvements.
It's been a busy summer here at Southern. We did go ahead and purchase some new bleachers for our football field, and this is on our visitor side. So we brought our visitor's bleachers over to our home side, so they'll all be on one side, and these bleachers date back from the 1960s. In addition, with the new ESSER federal funds from the federal government, we used that over the summer to replace our 1960 boiler at the junior senior high school and also a rooftop unit in our auditorium as well. So we actually have a special bond election that's going to take place on September 14th. It'll be a mail-in election based upon the state laws. If this were to pass, it would allow us then to erect a new elementary school gym, some new playground equipment at the elementary school, fix some drainage issues, and then two new preschool classrooms. And the total amount of the bond is $2.89 million.
Both superintendents say COVID-19 is still their biggest anticipated challenge.
Well, I think COVID-19 is an ongoing challenge. I think, you know, when you look at some things in society, I'm sure masks won't go away in some parts of society, maybe ever. Don't know about airports and places like that. But we're starting the year with masks being voluntary. They're not mandated, but we support anybody that wants to wear one. I don't know what everybody's health and family's health situation is, so anybody that wants to choose to wear one will be supported to do so.
And we talk about challenges. I think it's very similar to last year when it comes to the uncertainty surrounding the pandemic, especially with that new Delta variant. In addition, I think addressing any forms of learning loss or mental health issues that may need to be addressed, mainly as a result of the pandemic, so that's kind of what our big challenges are this coming school year.
Meyerly has been pleased with the accomplishments of the previous year.
You know, last year was a good year for us. We had the plan the whole year to be able to get to graduation and have that be as normal as possible, and we did. And we won a state championship in volleyball, had some big wins in boys basketball, and I think just getting the kids back in the classroom and getting them going again, I think everybody's ready. It's been a great summer. I think everybody was ready for a break after last year. And so, again, we hope this year's as normal as it can be, but we're ready to adjust as needed. As I noted, we felt good about last year. We got a lot of things accomplished, and it came with a certain degree of stress, but we felt good about it. We had numerous challenges, but we feel we met our goals thanks to the commitment of everyone involved in our school system.
Prasoski is optimistic.
Well, I'm trying to be on the optimistic side, and hopefully the Delta variant calms down a little bit and we can go back to a traditional learning environment. I think our staff and kids are ready to get back to normal.
Both superintendents are pleased to welcome new staff.
Just a couple. Jordy Tai, former graduate, comes back to us as a media specialist. And then Joyce Carpenter is joining us as an elementary custodian.
Yeah, we actually have seven new staff, two new social studies teachers, one food service provider is new, a new school counselor in our junior senior high school, a new parent at elementary school, a new bookkeeper, and a new 7-12 English language arts teacher.
Thank you for joining me and my guests, Mike Meyerly, Superintendent of Dillard Odell Schools, and Chris Prasoski, Superintendent of Southern Schools. You're listening to Public Affairs on KNDY.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Happy days are here again will be the theme for Axtell Days, beginning Friday night, continuing Saturday in Axtell.
Friday night, the high school football team will serve a barbecue with ribs and chicken wings. They'll also offer concessions at City Park beginning at 6. Dance lessons featured at City Park Friday evening at 6:30, and the third annual cornhole tournament gets underway. The Schmitz Blitz will perform live music Friday from 8 to 11 at City Park. A 5K glow run and walk begins at 9, registration at 8 at the City Park entrance. There'll be fireworks to follow. Then Saturday, the breakfast begins at 8, the bicycle fun run at 8:30. Parade beginning at 10 a.m. Check in at the Axtell City Park for 9:30. Kids' activities from 11 to 1 will include games and other events. Kids pedal tractor pull also begins at 1, with bingo at the Legion from 1 to 3. A tractor country cruise starts Saturday at 2. The Axtell Fireman's Chicken and Pulled Pork Barbecue, plus homemade ice cream served at the Legion Saturday 5 until 8. And Tim Strothman entertains for a street dance beginning at 9 Saturday in Axtell. Oliver A. Kalin, age 90, of Lincoln, formerly of Burchard, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church at Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5, at Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Omer Kalin. Carol E. Heidebrink, age 83, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell City Cemetery. Vance Curtis, Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Carol Heidebrink.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the central parts of the Midwest, one more day of this heat and humidity, and we will finally see a relief. We have a front that's going to be moving through the area, bringing some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. As we head through the day tomorrow, it will kind of stall out, continue to bring chances for some showers and thunderstorms into the weekend, very isolated. Otherwise, we're going to be back into the 80s as we head into tomorrow through the weekend and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, heat advisories. Sunny, scattered storms late, 95, heat values at 105. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny. We'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cooler temperatures, 83. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms late, 63. And Saturday, Sunday, mostly sunny. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August, 91. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 68. The record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:37.
Have you noticed that hard-boiled eggs seem harder to peel than they used to? What's going on? We investigate today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 12th, the 224th day of the year. Actors Peter Krause and Casey Affleck share a birthday, and the first IBM personal computer was introduced on this day in 1981. Have you noticed that hard-boiled eggs seem harder to peel today than a decade or two ago? If your peeled eggs end up cratered like the moon, it could be those eggs are just too fresh. It's long been known that older eggs are best for hard boiling, but the time between hen and supermarket has been getting shorter and shorter. So give them a few more days in the fridge before starting your next batch of egg salad. If you just can't wait, we're told a pinch of baking soda in the water might make for easier peeling. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports for your Thursday. Baseball, a win for the Wind Surge, a loss for the Royals. We'll start with the boys in blue. Luke Voit hit a two-run single in New York's three-run first inning, and the Yankees beat Kansas City 5-2 yesterday for their 12th straight series victory over the Royals. Brady Singer took the loss. He allowed 5 runs on 10 hits in 3 2/3 innings. Kansas City with a day off today. They're back in action tomorrow, opening a 3-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals. First pitch tomorrow evening at 7:10. The Wichita Wind Surge powered their way to their 5th straight victory with a team record 7 home runs last night as they won 10-5. Wichita now holds a 6-game lead over Tulsa in the divisional standings. The Surge belted 5 home runs in the first 4 innings to build an 8-0 lead early on. Wichita will play Game 3 of the series against the Tulsa Drillers this evening. First pitch set for 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select crew stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires 8/31/21.
The 87th National Baseball Congress continues at Wichita's Riverfront Stadium this evening with Santa Barbara, California, and Lone Star, Texas playing at 6 p.m. Cheney and Hayes will take to the diamond after that at around 8:30. New rules are in place just in time for fall. Player, coach, or spectator who's ejected for making contact or showing unsportsmanlike behavior toward a referee will be subject to a non-appealable suspension from the next contest at that level and for all contests at any level until the suspension has been served. The suspensions will be enforced by CAYSHA, while local districts can choose to impose additional sanctions. And check this out, a 14-year-old California boy has become the youngest person ever to swim the entire 21.3-mile length of Lake Tahoe. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers. Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Scab-like lesions on potatoes, beets, carrots, and other root crops is a common problem worldwide. Fortunately, it's an aesthetic problem and doesn't affect the plant's productivity or flavor, and best of all, they're safe to eat. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Reduce the risk of scab-causing diseases with proper selection and care. Grow scab-resistant potato varieties like Norlin, Norgold Russet, and Superior when possible. And always use certified disease-free seed potatoes. Add organic matter to the soil to increase drainage and reduce compaction. Grow potatoes in slightly acid soil whenever possible. Rotate plantings. Some research has found planting potatoes in areas where broccoli and other brassicas were grown the previous season appeared to reduce the incidence of scab. Water properly and do a thorough cleanup in fall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The annual Beatty Milo Festival is Saturday, August 21st. The fun begins Friday night with a petting zoo and kitty carnival, which continues Saturday. Co-ed softball and a glow run at 9 Friday, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival includes a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, an antique tractor pull, bike races and greased pig contest. Plus, this year, food trucks will be featured beginning at 3 with concessions, a beer garden, and more. Mark the Beatty Milo Festival next weekend, August 20th and 21st.
A baseball bat is, of course, a critical part of the game. But did you ever wonder where those bats are made that so many professional players use? Today, I'll take you to meet the man behind many of those bats. The guy who uses one machine to turn the bats that each pro player needs to get their hits is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In a small building in Hartwick, New York, you'll find Kyle Crispell turning wooden billets into bats for the Cooperstown Bat Company. He puts bats in the hands of major leaguers and players of all levels.
I had had no prior experience working with wood whatsoever. I grew up as a mechanic, working on cars and stuff like that. But growing up being a huge baseball fan was a plus, too.
95% of the bats are made from maple, with a few made from ash and birch. While there are three types of wood, there are many options from there.
It also depends on the model. So we have 2,000 different styles of bats you could choose from, ranging from various lengths, diameters of the barrel, diameter of the handle, the type, the style, and knob.
There are competitors, of course, but Kyle believes the way Cooperstown Bat does things makes them stand out from others.
Our process is different from others. The way we treat our billets, how we dry them in the kiln, our finish might be different from the rest of them. So a lot of these players, they'll be like, okay, we'll try your bat. We'll see how it is.
Most professional players must buy their own bats. The teams don't buy them. But interestingly, anyone can come here and purchase a bat from this company. Kyle would even let you watch him make yours if you come here to the factory.
It's great. And then watching them be used on TV, you know, watching a game on TV, seeing some of my favorite players use a bat that I made, that's just the icing on the cake. You can't get any better than that.
Cooperstown Bat Company has a retail store just a few blocks from the Baseball Hall of Fame. And while Kyle loves making bats for all people, it is pretty amazing for him to think of some of the major league stars that he's made bats for. There's one moment in particular that stands out to him, and that story is next time. As we travel the countryside in Hartwick, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
The Nemaha County Fair is just around the corner, and Lifetime Vision Center encourages everyone to come on out and explore the 4-H exhibits the kids have worked so hard on. From Drs. Wright, Crotty, and Peter at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City, excellence in eye care.
Dead trees, branches, and brush on your property can be put to good use. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Build a brush pile and create quality escape and nesting cover for wildlife as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Huge brush pile in the field, a back corner of the yard, or along the edge of a timber can provide shelter and quality habitat needs for small animals and birds. Scott Shalloway is a wildlife biologist in West Virginia. He says it's perfectly fine to toss your trees and other herbaceous materials in a heap and call it good. But if you really want to cater to the critters, start with a foundation of concrete blocks and PVC pipe.
And that provides little tunnels and escape avenues for small mammals and reptiles, too, once you get the brush pile built. And then once you get that stuff in place, then I like to build a tic-tac-toe board arrangement of branches, build that up maybe 4 or 5 layers high.
Then put a cover on it. Something like an old sheet of plywood or sheet metal will prevent the pile from getting waterlogged in the rain and offer extra protection in the snow. On top of that, add a few more logs and brushy material. Shalloway says you don't have to build the pile all at once. Add to it as the materials become available. The brush pile won't decompose, but gravity will pull it down over time.
So it's a good idea to just get in the habit of maybe once a year gathering up material that has presented itself and just adding to the pile. Bigger is better. You can't make a brush pile too big. And so you can add to it over time, and the bigger it is, the longer it'll last.
Evaluate the success of your brush pile simply by observing it. Early in the morning, watch for songbirds leaving. If predators are patrolling the area, you'll see critters dashing inside to escape danger. When it snows, look for tracks around the perimeter. Find more tips for building a brush pile for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
the twilight, dim be the region afar. Will not the deepening darkness brighten the glimmering star? Then, when the night is up,
I was growing up, my grandma would lovingly remind me that it wasn't about how much I gave, but rather that I prioritized generosity. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, as adults, it's easy to forget this simple concept, especially when it comes to financial giving. Being generous means more than giving financially to charities. A lot of times we can make an impact with even one small act of kindness. It can be something as simple as mowing a neighbor's lawn or spending one-on-one time with your friend if they're going through a tough time. You may also want to consider building generosity into your overall financial strategy. When you do this, you can be confident knowing you're being intentional about your giving and consistently supporting the causes you're most passionate about and that align with your faith. Ultimately, when you start to be intentional about giving, your generosity can go a lot further, and you'll begin to live in a more meaningful and purposeful way.
Premier Estates of Pawnee City advises senior citizens to stay well hydrated during the hot summer months. Limit time and effort spent outdoors during the day and know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke so you can stay healthy and safe. From Premier Estates of Pawnee in Pawnee City, driving excellence in long-term care.
The head of a company that makes plant-based meats says there's room for everyone at the table. That's today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Dan Curtin is president of Greenleaf Foods, the parent company of two plant-based protein labels, Light Life and Field Roast. Curtin has more than 30 years in the food business and a lot of enthusiasm for plant-based proteins.
I've been one of the ones for a long time saying, you know, this is a trend. This is not a fad. It's been going on for a while. I think consumers are getting educated. And as they get educated, they like what they're hearing. They like what they're seeing. And we encourage the consumers to do that.
Curtin is not anti-meat.
This is not a us or them. From our standpoint, this is how do we do these things together and allow options and allow choices for consumers because that's what they're telling us they want.
Curtin says his brands look to gain consumer trust by being what he calls a food-first, food-forward company.
We're a food company that uses technology, not a technology company that uses food. We make our stuff in kitchens. You know, we design all of our products in kitchens with real ingredients. And those are the things that set us apart. Those are the things consumers are telling us that they want. And those are the things we know in the short, medium, and long term are going to win.
Learn more at greenleaffoods.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the Senate agreed to preserve the critical step-up in basis tax treatment of farms and ranches as part of its $3.5 trillion budget blueprint that passed with only Democratic votes. South Dakota Republican John Thune prevailed on a 99-0 vote on his amendment to keep stepped-up basis and prevent a Biden administration-proposed capital gains tax at death. Thune strongly opposed a competing Democratic amendment he compared to the administration proposal.
The administration suggested it might include arbitrary exemptions to this ill-advised idea, which I think is what the Cortez-Masto amendment speaks to, but unfortunately, these so-called protections for family-owned operations would not provide sustained relief and in practice would be incredibly difficult to implement. The reason they didn't do it in the 1970s. We have never taxed unrealized gains in this country.
The competing rider by Nevada's Catherine Cortez-Masto was rejected 49-50, while a different change by Louisiana Republican John Kennedy to keep an exclusion for like-mind farmland exchanges prevailed by voice vote. Separately, USDA Secretary Vilsack announced $167 million for high-speed broadband deployment in underserved areas in 12 states.
Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. Farmers need this technology to fully embrace precision agriculture, to lower input costs and to increase productivity and profit on their farms. They also need it to be able to make sure they have access to real-time market information.
The latest round of broadband investment adds to 163 projects under USDA's ReConnect program, with another round still to follow. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you will never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com. Because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers in Nashville at CattleCon, where the cattle industry gathering some 7,000 strong by the end of the week, a meeting that's normally held in January but held in August due to the past COVID. Well, Kansas Representative Tracy Mann says the USDA has delayed COVID-19 payments, and he wants to know why. He said USDA Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, provided much-needed financial support for agriculture during the supply chain disruption and market turmoil caused by COVID. However, CFAP 2 is provided to be an empty promise for many would-be recipients of the aid. The farmers and ranchers of the Big First and all over the country are still waiting for their payments. He is demanding USDA give a reason why it is taking so long for that to happen. Well, if you're planning on being in Manhattan for the Kansas Department of Agriculture's 6th Annual Governor's Summit on Ag Growth, it will now be held virtually. The Growth Summit was scheduled to be in person, but the recent increase in COVID-19 cases had made it inadvisable to hold such a large indoor event. KDA has pivoted its plans to host the event online. It should allow now greater attendance from those who are unable to make the trip to Manhattan. The virtual summit agenda will include a similar content to the original one, but be abbreviated and adapted to better online format. So go to agriculture.ks.gov/summit to register for that link or to learn more information. As we said, we are in Nashville for the cattle meeting, and things got underway first with the ever-popular Cattlemen's College, drew a big crowd, and heard from Jason Lusk from Purdue, who gave his economic insights on the industry in recovering from COVID. More ag news at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Try to keep the dust from wafting around the feedlot. It's better for the animals, farm workers, and will keep your neighbors happy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Lays around the feedlot during the heat of the day, but when they start moving later in the afternoon, they kick up a lot of dust and dried manure. When the wind goes down, it just hangs in the air. It's a nuisance, can cause animal health and performance issues, and make your neighbors cranky if they're covered with it. Larry Howard is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says you can't remove these particles from the air, but there are a couple of things you can do to minimize it.
Be out there routinely maintaining those pens with box scrapers or some kind of mechanism to scrape that dust off of those pens. A lot of producers will then stockpile that dust and then they'll haul it to the field location when the crops are out of the field. And then the other thing that we want to make sure that we do is to have a good hard surface. The pen surface has got compacted manure or soil there. It will help minimize some of those dust occurrences.
Your other ally in the war on dust is water, and it also provides another benefit.
The prime time for dust is also the time that we have heat stress in our cattle. So adding water will not only help the pen surface, but it'll also help cool some of those cattle in those heat stress situations. And that can be applied by either the sprinkler system. Sometimes there's, you know, mobile units like a water truck that could be used to moisten that surface.
There is a fine line. Put down too much water and you'll have a muddy mess. Another dust mitigation option is having vegetative barriers such as a windbreak or shelter belt. They help capture some of the airborne particles. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling feedlot dust at agriculture.com.
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Yeah, looking to some nice positives after the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report and crop production reports came out. Things bounced up pretty quickly. September Kansas City wheat up 30 and three quarters at 741. December up 31 at 753. All the back months were double-digit higher. Big double-digit gains in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat, too. September corn up 22 and three quarters at 578. December up 24 at 583 and a quarter. Nice double-digit gains in many of the back months. Soybeans had been kind of bouncing around earlier in the day, but September beans up 6 at 1353. November beans up 8 and a quarter at 1348 and a half. We did see some strong gains all the rest of the way down. September soybean meal up 310 at 357. October up 370 at 356.40. And we saw nice gains all the way down. September soybean oil up 15 points at 62.37. October up 19 at 61.91. So a positive look all the way across in the soybean complex. November canola down 940 at 879.60. Cotton is up. October cotton up 136 points at 93 even. In the livestock complex, we continue to see mixed numbers there. October live cattle up 90 at 128.47. December up 82 at 134 even. September feeder cattle down 22 at 162.60. October feeders down 50 at 164.80. So having some issues with feeder cattle while the fat cattle seem to be doing nicely. Hogs are up. October hogs up 85 at 86.70. December hogs up 107 at 79.97. All the back months are good there as well. So a positive look for hogs. September crude oil is down 12 cents currently at 69.14 a barrel. We're also seeing negativity with unleaded gas and heating oil. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
KNDY.
When this old world starts a getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I'll climb way up to the top of the stairs. Right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there, the world below, don't bother me. No, no. So when I
telling you that rice man.
Legends of Country Music from KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.